faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, on guard at a gold mine in the desert with Jimmy Olsen, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, makes a startling confession.
I'm afraid I've made a mistake, Jim.
What do you mean, Mr. Kent?
I could see the entire route of the gold trucks, but no signs of the hijackers.
What does that mean?
It means I've guessed wrong. Now I'm afraid we won't be able to find Lois and Horatio Horn.
Crack goes the bat against the ball. Your feet carry you past the diamond, whizzing across the grass after the ball. You're chasing it, back, back, up against the left field wall. You're under it, waiting. Got it. You wipe your face, streaming with perspiration. Yes, sir, spring training is hard work. It means long hours out on the diamond, limbering up. And, brother, it sure can get mighty hot out there. The sun beats down on you steadily and unrelentingly. Soon your skin begins to feel funny, sort of parched and tight. Oh, when practice is over, you go back into the house for supper. One look in the bathroom mirror tells you what happened. Sunburn. Your neck is all red and your nose looks like a traffic stop signal. What's more, freckles have popped out and spilled all over your face. Freckle face. Yes, that's your nickname every summer, for the hot sun is the signal not only for baseball to begin, but sunburn and freckles as well. Now, what makes your skin get darker and freckled in the summer? Well, you know, boys and girls, that skin color is the result of how much keratin and melanin is in the skin. We all have both of these chemicals in our skin, but in different amounts. Well, in the summer, the sun beats down on you and adds more melanin to your skin. The result is a darker skin. A suntan and freckles appear. You know, freckles are nothing more than little spots of skin with extra amounts of melanin in it. So, gang, if someone asks you why your skin is black, brown, or scorchingly suntan, why, you can just tell them, ah, it's just a lot of melanin.
And now, the adventures of Superman. On the trail of a band of gold hijackers, Lois Lane, reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, and Horatio Horn, rural correspondent, were captured and taken to a secret mountain cave. Managing to escape from the cave, Lois and Horn took refuge behind a tall boulder in a rocky clearing, and for a while managed to hold off their captors with a rifle they had taken from a guard. But they soon ran out of ammunition, and as darkness fell, Hurley, leader of the hijackers, started to climb up the rocks with one of his men to rout out and finish the two reporters. Meanwhile, near a gold mine several miles away, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, waits with cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Sheriff Withers for the hijackers to appear, planning to capture them and learn the whereabouts of Lois and Horn.
Practically all the gold is already loaded in the trucks, Mr. Kent, but nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, I know, Jim.
Yeah, where are them hijackers you said were going to show up here at the mine, Mr. Kent?
I don't know. I can't understand it, Sheriff.
Yeah.
No signs of the hijackers anywhere along the road from here to Desert City. Wait a minute, what's that?
What, Mr. Kent?
Don't you hear those shots?
I don't hear any shots.
No, neither do I.
Well, I do. I'm going to see what's going on.
Wait, I'll go with you, Mr. Kent.
No, Jim, you stay with the sheriff.
Let him go, Olson. He's a hearing thing.
Here. I can change behind this shack. Those shots came from the vicinity of that far mountain there. I'm going to investigate them as Superman. There we are now. All set. Up! Up! And away!
Jim Horn and Miss Lane will return our fire.
I think it's because they ain't got any ammunition left. Come on, Pete. We'll pile in there and finish him.
Okay. Let's go.
Here they come, Horatio. Get back, you ruffians.
Quit your kidding, Horn. You know you're trapped. Come on out or we'll shoot to kill.
No.
Stand back.
All right, Pete. Get to the hatter.
Not so fast, my tough friend. I'll take the gun.
Who are you? Where you come from, white guy?
So, you boys want to play rough, eh? Okay, suppose I crack your murderous skulls together like this.
Oh, wonderful, Superman, wonderful.
Oh, Superman, if you hadn't got here, just when you did,
easy now, Miss Lane, easy. Everything's under control now. Tell me, is this the hijacker's hideout?
That's right. This fellow you just knocked out is Hurley, the leader of the gang. The other one is Pete. And that fellow down in the clearing who's crawling into the cave, that's Frosty Ketchel.
Yes, I see.
And the rest of the gang are hiding on a secret trail somewhere nearby, Superman.
Uh-huh.
They're going to hijack a big gold shipment tonight.
You mean they think they are, Miss Lane? Listen now, I'm going to take you two back to the Star Plaster Mine where you'll be safe. Then I'll be back for Hurley and Frosty Ketchel and the rest of their outfit. Okay, hang on now. Up! Up! And away! Here we are, Miss Lane, Mr. Horn, the Star Plaster Mine.
Superman.
Hello, Jim.
And Miss Lane and Horatio Horn. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jim, I'm so glad to see you.
Hello, Jim, old chap.
Sovereign Cactus, are you really Superman?
That's right, Sheriff. Uh-oh, I see the trucks have already left with the gold shipment.
That's right.
And there isn't a minute to lose. Up with you, Sheriff.
No, hold on. Wait.
You're going with me to stop a hijacking. Up and away! Here we are, Sheriff. Now.
Oh, glory be. I never had a ride like that in my life.
Uh-huh.
Where are we?
Well, if you look straight down for about 50 yards, you'll see about a dozen men on that mountain trail. See them?
Huh?
Over there.
Yeah, that's where the old lead mine backs up into the mountain, but...
Wait a minute. Did you say lead mine?
Sure, but I...
Great Scott, that's why I couldn't find the hideout before. Lead is the one substance I can't see through.
Huh? Now, listen.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. The gold trucks will be along in a moment, and I want to take care of those hijackers before there's any shooting and somebody's hurt.
Hijacked? You mean them fellas are hijackers?
Right. But in a few minutes, they're going to be jailbirds. You stay here and watch, Sheriff. There's a good moon you'll be able to see. Up! Up! And away!
So Superman waded into those hijackers, and in about a minute, he was the only one standing up. And the hijackers were all on their backs accounting the stars.
Boy, I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, so do I, Jim.
You'd have got a kick out of that, too, Mr. Kent.
Huh? Oh, yes. It must have been quite a sight.
And how?
Incidentally, where were you caught?
Hmm?
Jim and the sheriff say you disappeared from the mine.
Oh, but... I was around, Lois. Say, by the way, Sheriff, did Hurley and Frosty Ketchel talk?
Oh, they sure did, Mr. Kent. Soon as they woke up in the jail here and realized the jig was up, well, they sang plenty.
Oh, what's the story?
Well... Seems as if the big boss of the gang is in Metropolis.
Metropolis?
That's right, son. Fellow who runs a little syndicate there that makes up crossword puzzles for the newspaper.
Crossword puzzles?
Yeah, he had spies checking up on all the gold mines, you see. And when they let him know a big shipment was going out pretty soon, why, he put the name of that town in a crossword puzzle.
So that's why...
And his gang, which was spread out through the West, would see it in the puzzle. And started drifting into that mine town.
Oh, how do you like that?
Yeah. Incredible.
How did you ever get onto it, Horatio?
Well, I happen to be a crossword puzzle fan, you see.
Horatio, you're a credit to the famous Correspondence School for Detectives Institute.
You certainly are.
Famous Correspondence School and Detective Institute for Scientific Crime Deduction, if you please.
I stand corrected. Say, what about the boss hijacker in Metropolis, Sheriff Withers? Did you contact the Metropolis police yet to pick him up?
Sure did. Sent off a wire, Mr. Kent, and asked him to phone me back.
Good. Well, now I think we'd better...
Wait a minute. Maybe that's Metropolis a calling now. Hello? Yeah, I'll wait.
Is it Metropolis, Sheriff?
I don't know. Operator said long distance.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
I don't know. You kind of...
Sheriff Withers.
He's falling.
I got him.
Good heavens.
Wait, let me help you.
Jim! Jim, what's the matter?
Jimmy, what is it?
Oh.
Clark, he's fainted.
Great Scott, what's happening here?
Amazed, Clark, Kent, Lois Lane, and Horatio Horn stare at Sheriff Withers and Jimmy Olsen, both of whom lie unconscious on the floor of the sheriff's office in the Moundville jail. What has happened? We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Gang, I just saw a movie that I think is terrific. It's got a bunch of excitement and a new idea I know you'll go for. The name of this film is Make Way for Youth, and it's all about kids just like you. Not fake make-believe characters, but honest-to-goodness fellows and girls who ring true in everything they say and do. What's more, the acting isn't done by professional actors, but by high school boys and girls from Madison, Wisconsin. And what a job they do. Melvin Douglas is the narrator of Make Way for Youth, and the story he tells packs a smashing wallop. It begins with a fight between a bunch of high school kids that rocked a town back on its heels. Now, I don't want to give the whole plot away, so I'll tell you just a little bit about what happens. Well, because of that fight, the kids of the town get together in a youth council. All the different clubs of boys and girls in the town send delegates to a general meeting where they get together and discuss plans for big doings in which all the clubs are going to take part. And you'd be surprised how many groups belong to youth councils all over the country. There's the Boy Scouts, the YMCA, the YWCA, the YMHA, the 4-H clubs, the Campfire Girls, and plenty more besides. And brother, these youth councils really go to town. The movie Make Way for Youth shows how a typical youth council works and some of the things it can and does do. Now, if you haven't been lucky enough to see this wonderful picture yet, ask your school, the neighborhood Y, your 4-H club, Boy Scout troop, or whatever organization you belong to arrange a showing of Make Way for Youth. Believe me when I tell you that Make Way for Youth is a movie you don't want to miss.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Sheriff Withers' tiny office, located in the front half of the one-story frame building that houses the single-cell Moundville jail. The sheriff and cub reporter Jimmy Olsen have suddenly, without warning, keeled over, unconscious. Holding the limp Jimmy, Clark Kent stares in amazement at the wide-eyed Lois Lane and Horatio Horn.
I can't understand this, Lois. Get some water, please. Hurry.
All right, Clark. Miss
Lane.
Horatio, help her.
I can't.
What?
Can't I?
Horatio! Great Scott! Horatio and Lois passed out, too. What's happening here? Wait a minute. I'm feeling strangely dizzy, too. What is this?
Sniggering, fighting desperately against a strange lethargy that seems to be seeping through his steel-like body, Superman gazes in wonder and dismay at Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, Horatio Horn, and Sheriff Withers, all sprawled unconscious on the floor of the little office of the Moundville jail. What does this mean? What has happened? And what will happen? Fellows and girls, be sure to hear Monday's thrilling and surprising episode. Don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.